Schauger, this, you know, the contract extension for Nurse has been discussed for a while. You know, it sounded like maybe it was going to be short term, but then you had Makar and Werenski, and Makar really changed it because he's an RFA years getting $9 million. Then Werenski and Jones and Hamilton, and suddenly the landscape for defensemen completely changed.
Well, yeah, I mean, let's be clear. Like, the, you know, 8 times 8 was likely going to happen. You know, this thing was on a bullet train to be in that deal, right? And I think the Oilers would have been fine with that. I think Nurse would have been fine with that at a certain point. And then, to your point, the market changed, right? So the Seth Jones contract changes the market. That those changes in the market get reaffirmed by the subsequent deals. And so the negotiating points change. And so really, I mean, the only choice the Oilers had here, like, there was no choice to sign Darnell Nurse to $7.5 million, right? That's not something that they could have done. So the only choice they had was to lock him up on an 8-year deal that started with a 9, or to choose to wait. Those were their choices, or to trade him, which they weren't doing. So the idea that they overpaid and that they should have signed him for less, that's just not reality. The option was not there to sign him for less. It was to wait. Now, I think the relevant discussion here is, what was the risk-reward of waiting? Because, in my opinion, they paid absolute premium dollar. There's no discount here. They paid top of the market dollar for Darnell Nurse right now, coming off a fantastic year. Had they waited, could that dynamic have shifted when they were negotiating next year? What is the risk? What is the reward of them having waited? And I think that's a relevant discussion.
Yeah, I think, though, unfortunately, what's being wrongly presented is everyone keeps saying, great year, great year. He had more goals, and so people focus on the goals. His point totals from 2020 was 1.14 points per 60. It was 1.19 points per 60. He had more goals last year, but he had fewer assists than he had the year before.
Yeah, but Greg, let's pull away from the numbers. How do you think Darnell Nurse played this year?
No, but no, my point is people are
better.
I agree, he played way
better. Reliable. I think he was better with the puck. I think he was better in more moments. I think he was more reliable. This was his best quality of play year that he's had. Never mind the points.
No, I agree. But my point is, people are saying breakout year offensively. It wasn't. His 3 years of offense has been pretty consistent. I would agree with you that the other elements of his game improved. No question about it. So that part improved. But his actual offensive numbers, for 3 years, Darnell Nurse has been a really good offensive player.
Yeah. Has he paced for 15 even strength? Like, what was his pace on an 82-game pace for even strength goals this year? Like 18, 19?
Yeah, but again, see, that's...
Has he ever been close to that?
No, but his assists were way down, Schauger. So that's my point. People are over... If you look at just one stat, you can overvalue it or undervalue it and create real narratives that are incorrect. Darnell Nurse, if you look at his shooting percentage, was well below his average in 2020. It was above his average this year. And guess what it was in 2019? His average of 5.5.
Right.
Like, he's been pretty consistent.
We both agree that Darnell Nurse had a great year this year. His best year in the league. Whether that's because of goals, overall play, whatever, we both agree on that. So don't worry about what everybody else is saying. If we both agree on that, now let's have the discussion about what would have happened if they waited. So there was a run on big defensemen this year. That was the story. The big defensemen got tons of notoriety and attention through the playoffs, and this was the year everybody was looking for them. Dougie Hamilton gets what he gets, Seth Jones what he gets, and it shifts the market. The market is as high as it's ever been right now for these big defensemen. Nurse has the year that he had, and the Oilers are just coming off the sting of having lost Adam Larson. So had they waited, is Darnell Nurse set up to have a similar year to what he just had? What are the chances he would have played as well, put up a similar number of points, been on the same pace, and that had they waited, maybe the negotiating environment would have been a little different than it is right now. The risk is what if Nurse goes, well, I let it ride this far. Thanks, but no thanks. I'm heading to market, just like Adam Larson did.
Oh, yeah, that's always a concern. There's no question about it. I think.
What do you think? What do you think would have happened if they let this ride?
Well, what if he would add another year? They might have to pay him more.
So how much more? Let's say he duplicated his year. Let's say he had a very similar year.
Because it's
7.5? 10?
Probably.
So you're about a $750,000 risk, give or take. And he duplicated what he did this year. Now what if he didn't? What if he came in under and had a step back, and there was a shift in the dynamic on the blue line and Bouchard this and that, and what if his negotiating position wasn't quite as strong? Now is it 8.5? Is it 8.75? Is it 8? What if the market that they were negotiating in wasn't the same next year? That's what the Oilers needed to consider here. And then couple that with the risk that he wouldn't have wanted to do the deal like Larson did this year. So I just wonder, because they paid premium dollar, absolute top of the market dollar for him, I just wonder if waiting, what that would have looked like for them.
Yeah, who knows? You won't know until the end of the season, and by then it's if it works out, everybody's going to be. To me, I evaluate. I don't think this contract. It's not a surprise to me based on the market. It's not a surprise that Nurse is getting that. And I'll be honest. I've watched Nurse's development. When you're a 6'4" defenseman who can play tough, who skates like Darnell Nurse, and then who's worked on the finute details of his game. Like, if you look at the goals he scored last year, as I've said millions of times, there was one or two lucky goals, maybe the bad one against Ottawa he shot from just inside the blue line that the goalie should have saved. But he scored a lot of really nice goals, which I don't perceive as just luck. Those are goal scorers' goals, pucks off a stick very quickly. That's something he worked on. He worked on his skating. He's a player that's improved every year. I'd rather lock up a guy, and I've said it all along, I would only do 5 years for UFA, but the league doesn't agree with me, so whatever. But when I look at a player who's consistently improved, I'll bet on that player over a guy who's had a roller coaster. And Darnell Nurse's career has been progression every season.
So then their mistake was not doing a long-term deal for him earlier. The way you feel, that betting on a guy who's showing he can steadily improve, and if Darnell Nurse has steadily improved, then the error here was not betting on him sooner.
Yeah, but you assume that the player's going to sign long-term. Why does it have to be a mistake?
I believe Nurse would have done a long-term deal before. Right? Had he felt like the organization was betting on him and saying, listen, this is where we believe you can get to, so here's the money, like they did with Draisaitl, he would have done a long-term deal. I firmly believe the Oilers could have had Darnell Nurse locked up at 8 years over the last 3 or 4 seasons. I believe in their negotiating points, they would have been able to. I think Darnell Nurse would have signed that deal. I don't think he took Bridges, you know, betting on himself, even though the Oilers were putting more than fair money in front of him. I think the Oilers hesitated to bet on this player through several general managers. And Darnell Nurse wins. He wins because he knocked it out of the park in an important year and does his deal at a time when the market is at absolute maximum value for this type of player, where the organization just got punched right between the eyes, losing a defenseman that they really wanted to keep, who walked them to the outer limits of free agency and then left anyway. He signs this deal at a premium time for Darnell Nurse. He wins. And you know what? It's not like the organization is getting a terrible deal here. They get a hell of a player. But this is premium top dollar for this guy.
So last summer when he signed his 2-year extension at $5.6 million.
Yep.
So what would 8 years have cost last summer that you think realistically he would have signed for? 7.5?
It might have been difficult for them to do because we were in the middle of COVID and the market was very unsure at that point. But if you back up to the previous negotiation,
but coming out of his entry level, coming out of his entry-level deal, Shauger. Go back and look at Nurse coming out of his entry-level deal. He got a really fair market value at that. Darnell Nurse, I believe, took that original bridge deal to bet on himself, and then COVID hit and changed everything. But coming out of his original deal, he wasn't signing for 8 years because he hadn't established himself offensively at all, so he wasn't going to get any sort of term long-term. And he probably saw what Oscar Klefbom did and said, geez, I don't want to do that. Oscar Klefbom signed for 7 years coming out of his entry-level contract, and many would say he probably was underpaid for a few years, right, based on some of his years with production. And so Nurse was like, let's see if I establish myself more. Because after his entry-level deal, he hadn't established any real sort of offensive numbers then. I don't think an eight-year deal was realistic at any sort of number.
So if the organization comes to you and says, hey, even though this is the point you've reached in your career, we're actually willing to pay you this if you'll do an eight-year deal because we believe you can get to that point. And they put money in front of you that says, holy smokes, they're not paying me my market value now. They're paying me for where they believe I can get to. And they're locking it up for eight years. Players do those deals all the time, right? That's what Hall did. It's what Nugent Hopkins did. It's what Eberle did coming out of entry level. The organization goes, we believe in where you can get to. Here's the money now. It happens all the time. And the Oilers chose not to do this with Nurse. And for, might have been good reason at the time. The point is, when you go bridge with a guy and he knocks it out of the park, you're paying. And that's what the Oilers have done here. They are paying. And they are happy to do so, I believe. I don't think they're sitting there grumpy about this deal. I think they're thrilled to have Nurse. But our job is to evaluate it. And the question I would have is, rather than paying at the absolute peak of the market like they've done here, what would have happened if they'd have waited? What would the risk have been? And could they have got this deal done a little bit differently had they waited? What would Nurse's year have looked like? Because
we don't know that until next year.
I know, and that's where this is where general managers get paid to make these prognostications. They did it with Draisaitl, and they placed a bet, and they absolutely knocked it out of the park, right? Absolutely, staggeringly knocked it out of the park on that contract. They didn't place that same bet on Nurse, and now that's why they're paying top dollar.
Yeah, but and that's fair, but keep in mind, I feel like you're talking two different things. You say, they should have signed it, but then you admit that last summer they couldn't have signed it because it was COVID and no one was getting big contracts last year, right? And they probably wouldn't have done it. So at least you have to acknowledge that and say, so your criticism more so is you're saying the Oilers should have waited and signed this next summer.
I wonder what the negotiation would have looked like. If they were going to pay top dollar for Nurse, which they've had to do here, had they said, okay, we're going to sit tight on this and let's pick this up again, moving forward, and they decide to let it ride. And then Nurse has another, let's say he has a year that's somewhere between last year and the year before, right? Where his numbers fall back a little bit, regress a little bit because Evan Bouchard's on the team and his pairing is going to pick up more offensive zone starts with the big two lines, let's say. Or, whatever. Let's say Nurse regresses a bit in his even strength goal scoring. The dynamic on the blue line shifts a bit and his numbers fade back a little bit. You haven't just had the market set with the Jones contract like you have. This is a premium point in time for big defensemen. And so maybe you're not negotiating in that same position. And I just wonder what that would have looked like. I don't know the answer. It's not even just a criticism. What I'm saying is they paid premium dollar here. And had they waited, maybe they wouldn't have had to. Or maybe Nurse would have walked, and that would have been devastating for them. Would I have waited? I think considering the negotiation was in that absolute top dollar value, I might have waited to have seen
what
this all
looked
like.
Well, not might, yes or no. Yes or no. So you're saying you would have waited.
I don't know everything there is to know about it. The answer to that lies in the things that we don't know. Right? It lies in the how committed is Nurse to Edmonton? Does the organization have the sense that Darnell Nurse would have walked to free agency without hesitating? Or does the organization have the sense that he was more like Nugent Hopkins, where no matter what, his absolute priority was to be here and to absolutely get that done, right? The answer to that question is where do we wait or not lies. If they feel like there was a good chance Nurse would have walked to free agency if they didn't lock him up now, then you probably have to get this deal done. If they feel like, no, Nurse, he's in, we know he's in, we know it's a priority for him to be here, and we need to just grind on this a little more, like they did with Nugent Hopkins, frankly, then I probably would have waited. But I don't have the answer to that question, Greg. I don't know the answer.
Well, here's the thing.
But I think Oilers probably do.
Here's you're saying, had they wait, the risk is saving maybe $750K. Because sure. Darnell Nurse, when you say fine numbers in between last year and this year, we're talking about 1.14 points per 60 to 1.19. So even if he regresses to 1.16, I don't think that changes anything. He would have had to have a massive step back because 2 years ago he was at 1.04.
So Overall quality of play, though, right?
But we know that points are a big factor. Points are a massive factor in contract negotiations. You don't see defensive defensemen get big money. That's just how it is. So you have to consider points. You can't overlook it. So the risk is, well, we might save 750 grand on a cap hit for Nurse at 8.5 or 8.4, whatever the number is, because you'd have to regress significantly to that. So we can save that, or we can risk him walking. Like, to me, it's a no-brainer. To risk Darnell Nurse walking, thinking, and go look at the free agent list, and think that that would be a good risk, it's awful. It's not even close to where any gambler would tell you that I am taking this right now over the potential 750K savings.
So, for Darnell Nurse at $9.25 million, he's getting paid as a guy that will mirror the numbers he put up last year and mirror the quality of play he put up last year and be in and around that Norris Trophy conversation every year, right? That's the difference about what we're talking here. Lots of guys can put up lots of points, but not everybody that puts up points gets talked about for a Norris Trophy. Darnell Nurse is getting paid as a guy who puts up points at a high end and is in that conversation based on the quality of his play every year. He's done that once. Once in his career has he had the combination of quality of play and points where he is absolutely among the elite. The Oilers are betting he will be in that conversation every year moving forward now. And he may some, he may not. I understand why they did this. It had to hurt them what happened with Larson. Like, that had to sting to see a guy that they wanted walk them that deep to free agency and then leave. So I understand it, Greg. I just, when they were paying the premium they were paying, I wonder how much risk they felt there was that Nurse would walk if they waited till next year. Because I don't think there was a lot of risk they were going to have to pay a ton more if they waited.
Yeah, I think the bigger risk is that he walks.
Yeah. So. And that's what I'm wondering. And I don't have the answer to that, right?
Yeah. But for $750, to me, it's not worth it, right? It's not worth it.
And that's fair. And that's fair. Yeah.
Shogar, have a good one.
Signing him for less money wasn't an option. Like, that just, for people who are saying, Pelech, or, that's just not the way this was working, ever.
Yeah. Shogar, have a good one.
Okay, you too, pal. Good conversation. Thanks.